From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Military planners and U.S. President Donald Trump are hailing the U.S.-led airstrikes on Syrian chemical weapons facilities as a complete success, with every missile hitting its target. The United States, France, and Britain launched the strikes early Saturday morning, dropping 105 missiles on three Syrian chemical weapons facilities, one in the capital of Damascus and two others near Homs, near the border with northern Lebanon. U.S. military officials said all of the missiles hit their targets within minutes of each other, reducing the facilities to rubble. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, speaking to the news media at the Summit of the Americas in Lima, Peru, commented on the airstrikes.
We may well ultimately determine that sarin was in fact used in this attack, as it had been in the past. But the president made this decision with high confidence of our intelligence community, supported by our allies, that Syria had conducted the attack and dropped these chemical weapon bombs and ordnance on innocent civilians, and that at minimum it was a chemical weapon chlorine.
International reaction to the joint U.S., French, and British airstrikes against government targets in Syria ranged from support to intense criticism, depending largely on which countries the reaction came from. Syria's foreign ministry said it condemns in the strongest terms the brutal American-British-French aggression against Syria, which constitutes a flagrant violation of international law. Russian President Vladimir Putin described the attacks as an act of aggression against a sovereign government. This is VOA News.